Anonymous. Why would anyone want to do that? This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, a new poll from Emerson shows 20 Democratic candidates for president. I thought it was 18. They've got 20 here. The poll found that Bernie Sanders is ahead of the pack at 29%, followed by Joe Biden. That's right. Bernie has taken the lead by 5, followed by Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 9%. Beto and Kamala Harris at 8%. Elizabeth Warren, 7 points. Then it drops to Andrew Yang and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro, both at 3%, then the rest. Nobody else makes numbers that are relevant. So I guess that'd be your group. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 got some points, and the rest, nothing to talk of. Yeah, 8 people got points that were worthy of mention. Then the rest, Cory Booker, Eric Swalwell, Amy Klobuchar, Mike Gravel, Tulsi Gabbard, Tim Ryan, Joe Delaney, Jay Inslee, John Hickenlooper, Marianne Williamson, Kirsten Gillibrand. Anybody else got 2%? You know, anybody else got more than half the field there. At any rate, Bernie Sanders was at a town hall last night on Fox News, if you missed it. I give him credit. He went behind enemy lines, did Bernie Sanders, and started taking questions from Fox News. He made it clear he thinks several things. But here's the one that just, I loved this one. Bite number two, I love this one. When asked about the Trump tax cuts and why he didn't just let the government keep more of his money, Mr. Sanders was feeling the burn from the question. Listen to this. Bite number two, go.
Your taxes do show that you're a millionaire. You did make $1 million in 2016, 2017. You're right, the 561 in 2018. But your marginal tax rate was 26% because of President Trump's tax cuts. So why not say, you know, I'm leading this revolution. I'm not going to take those.
Come on. But, dearie, I paid the taxes that I owe.
Why don't you lead the revolution and give more of your money to the government? And then he's totally flummoxed. He can't answer the question. It's beautiful. It's spectacular. And he flounders around for an answer. And then he says, I pay the taxes that I owe. Play it again. Enjoy it one more time.
Your taxes do show that you're a millionaire. You did make $1 million in 2016, 2017. You're right, the 561 in 2018. But your marginal tax rate was 26% because of President Trump's tax cuts. So why not say, you know, I'm leading this revolution. I'm not going to take those.
Come on. But, dearie, I paid the taxes that I owe.
He pays the taxes that he owe, just like everybody else. We all try to pay as little in taxes as possible. The socialist there leading the revolution, no different. The guy, the multimillionaire Bernie Sanders, who has 3 homes, including $1 million lake house in northern Vermont, he's no different than anybody else. He's a fraud, in my estimation, in many ways. I believe he's a fraud. Let's see, but working behind enemy lines, he made it clear that he thinks that private health care must go away. Let's go to bite number one, private health care. Bernie Sanders, go.
We are saying to that family of 4, you ain't going to pay that $28,000. You're not paying any more premiums. You're not paying any more co-payments. You're not paying any more deductibles. How's that? $28,000 you're not paying. But does that mean you're not going to pay something? Of course it does. You're going to pay more in taxes.
And do members of Congress who now have gold-plated health insurance?
No, we don't.
Well, they have a special plan that's outside Obamacare. A different plan. You know, do members of Congress, are they going to do that transition as
damn
well?
Damn right. Of course. Of course. Why would you suggest otherwise?
I would suggest otherwise because you always get a sweetheart deal for yourselves. But in the end, does it matter? If your candidate is a butcher or is okay with butchery, do you need to know anything else? And that is the problem hanging over this entire Democratic field. The idea of elective abortion, abortion on demand at any time, up to the moment of birth. That's the problem, because if your candidate is okay with that, Do they have any moral standing at all? Bite number three, the easiest question of all. The easiest.
Do you believe that a woman should be able to terminate a pregnancy up until the moment of birth?
Look, I think that that happens very, very rarely. And I think this is being made into a political issue. Okay? So I think it's rare. It's being made into a political issue. But at the end of the day, I believe that the decision over abortion belongs to a woman and a physician, not the federal government, not the state government, and not the local government.
What's really heartbreaking is that people cheer for that. The murder and dismembering of a child at full term. That's what's frightening. Most people get it, though. People that I know that are pro-choice understand that dismembering a child because it 30 weeks or 35 weeks or 40 weeks, that's what it is. It's a child. It's not some glop of cells. It's not some far-fetched idea or concept. It is a child. And for any candidate, and it's all of them now, I don't know of any of these candidates running as Democrats that have openly said this won't work, except maybe Joe Biden said not in the third trimester. And of course, he's old and white and has no chance because he will get shouted down and taken down and attacked by the left. It's going to be a dismembering process, this whole nominating process for the Democrats. They'll dismember their own one after another. Whoever gets in the lead, the piranhas, it'll be a feeding frenzy. It'll be attack, attack, attack. And tear them apart. If you don't pass the litmus test, you're out, you're gone. Either you're ideologically pure and your purity has to be tested time and again. Do you support Social Security for illegals? Do you want the voting age to be 16? Do you want to destroy the Electoral College and pack the Supreme Court? Do you want a wealth tax, a death tax, an income tax of 90%? Do you support the Green New Deal? And, of course, gun confiscation and abortion on demand. You must support all of these things. Because if you don't, you will not get the nomination as a Democrat. That's the bottom line. The Democrats are recreating George McGovern. That's what they're doing. They're recreating George McGovern. An unelectable far-left candidate. And they're doing it by design and by choice. I mean, after all, Bernie Sanders isn't even a Democrat. By definition, he's a Democratic Socialist, which is not a Democrat at all. Senator John Kennedy, where did he fit in all this? Do you think John Kennedy, the strong Roman Catholic senator from the state of Massachusetts, would say, oh, sure, abortion in the third trimester? No big deal. Yeah, sure, whatever. That's fine with me. Cool. No way in hell. No way in hell would he allow that to happen, or would he agree with that, because no person with a conscience or a soul would. To suggest that somehow it's the mother's choice to terminate a child at that point, it's unconscionable. Anyhow, should be an easy question for most, but they continue to blow the question. They continue to blow the question time and time again. Still to come on the program today, those that defend themselves using a concealed carry permit, or stop a big crime from happening. Why does it never get the press that it should? Dr. John Lott, straight ahead from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.